Okay, we're on Daf Gimel tonight. So I'm going to go back to a little bit of the Gemara that we did last night. If you remember yesterday, the Gemara had said, Rabbi Yochanan, we learned that Malachim, the Jewish kings, the regnal years are counted from Nisan. Jewish kings, the regnal years are counted from Nisan. And it relates to Shtarot. When they date the Shtarot, they use the year of the king. So Rabbi Yochanan, yesterday's Gemara said, how do we know that Malachim, we date from Nisan? So he quoted a pasuk in Sefer Malachim, which deals with Shlomo Melech when he's about to begin building the Beis Mikdash. I think I said yesterday that he completed it, but it was when he's beginning it. It says it was 480 years since the Jews left Egypt. In the fourth year of Shlomo Melech's reign on Yisrael. So I'm leaving out the month. The whole thing was the month of Iyar. So Rabbi Yochanan learns Smantish Malchut Shlomo Yitzis Mitzrayim. It connects the Malchut, the kingship of Shlomo Melech, to the Exodus from Egypt, Yitzis Mitzrayim and Nisan, just like Yitzis Mitzrayim we count from Nisan. I'm going over the Gemara from yesterday. I'm Beis Amud Beis, around 20 lines from the bottom. Yitzis Mitzrayim and Nisan, Af Malchut Shlomo and Nisan. So too, the Malchut of Shlomo is also from Nisan. Then the Gemara got into a discussion. How do I know that I count Yitzias Mitzrayim from Nisan? We know the Jews left in Nisan, but how do I know that when I tabulate the years, I count it from Nisan? So the Gemara quoted a pasuk by Aaron HaKohen. It says, maybe we count from Tishrei. Maybe it's Tishrei. Maybe every Tishrei, we count it as another year from Yitzias Mitzrayim. So the Gemara says that can't be the case because we have the pasuk by Aaron HaKohen. It says, Vayal Aaron HaKohen, El Horahar, this pasuk is in Parshas Maaseh. He went up to Horahar, Al Pi Hashem, and he died in the 40th year on the first of the month, which was Rosh Chodesh Av. And then there's another pasuk in Devarim, what? He Rosh Chodesh Av, Aaron Cohen died. And then the pasuk says in the beginning of Devarim, in the 40th year and the 11th month, which would be Shvat, Moshe Rabbeinu spoke to Klal Yisrael. So the Gemara figures initially that's the same year. So I have Av, and then I have Shvat, and in between Av and Shvat, I have Tishrei, and didn't clock in another year. It's the 40th year. So the Gemara says, so I see that Rosh Hashanah is not Tishrei. Then the Gemara said that way Aaron HaKohen, the Pasuk says, from Yitzias Mitzrayim. How do I know that the pasuk by Moshe Rabbeinu is also going to try? Maybe it's Hakavas and Mishkan. So the Gemara says, Rav Papa says, we have a Gzera Shava, and this question whether it's actually Gzera Shava or just like, you know, Limud of the Pesukim, the Shnat Arbaim is from Shnat Esrim. So just like in other words, where I have the Shnat with the same year in two Pesukim. So in Rav Papa's case, it was Shnat Esrim, Shnat Esrim. Here, Shnat Arbaim, Shnat Arbaim. Teach me that just like one is Yitzias Mitzrayim, so too the other one is Yitzias Mitzrayim. Okay, then four lines from the bottom is where we'll pick up on Beis Mabeis. So the Gemara says, we might say the Av Kadim. How do you know that the incident with Aaron, we know because that's where we're used to learning. How do we know that the Pasuk that speaks about the death of Aaron HaKohen on Rosh Chodesh Av took place before the incident with Moshe Rabbeinu addressing Klal Yisrael on Rosh Chodesh Shvat? Maybe. The Shvat address was first, then Aaron Cohen died, and then the year still clicks in at Tishrei. It says, we might demonstrate the Av Kadim, demonstrate the Shvat Kadim. Maybe chronologically, it begins with Shvat. So we're trying to figure out again. So for Yitzias Mitzrayim, where do we count the years? When do the years begin? Maybe it begins at Tishrei. So the Gemara is entertaining the possibility that Tishrei is a new year. So you begin the 40th year in Tishrei, then Moshe Rabbeinu speaks in Shvat, in the winter, and then Aaron Cohen dies the following God. That's the idea. So Zemora says, Lo Sakadaitach, I wouldn't think such a thing. The Chativ, because it says, Acharei HaPetoet Sichon, the Moshe Rabbeinu spoke to Klal Yisrael after he had, you know, defeated Sichon. When Aaron Cohen died, Sichon is alive and kicking. So if one Pasuk, Sichon's alive and kicking, the other one, he's dead. So otherwise, obviously the pasuk where he's live came first. The thief, how do I know that he was alive and kicking? The thief on the top line in Gimel Medal, 3A the top line. The thief by Yishma Kanani Melech Arad, that the Kanani, the king of Arad, heard Mashmashma. Yeah, we don't have any. I think in the office we have some. Right, but it's locked. The office is locked now. Okay. So it says Mashmashni Melchav Mashmashma. What's it here? Shema Shemid Aharon. That the Knanim, which the Gemara identifies as what? Okay, that the Knanim, who the Gemara identifies with Sichon, they heard that Aaron and Cohen had died, and it's Takun Anei Kavod. The Anei Kavod disappeared. The Anei Kavod is like the Iron Dome. That's the protective shield for Klal Yisrael. So when Aaron and Cohen dies, the Anei Kavod disappeared. That's what he heard. And so he figured, now I have a green light for Klal Yisrael. Behind it just came, and with this we can understand in the Pasuk, it says, that the whole nation saw that Aaron was going to die. And that Pasuk is in Parshat Chukat. Don't read it by Yeru, that they saw that Aaron Cohen died, Ela by Yerau, they were made visible or vulnerable because of his death. In other words, don't read the Pasuk by Yeru Kol Haidah Kikik of Aaron, that everybody saw that Aaron died. Rather, by Yerau Kol Haidah, everybody was seen, everybody was vulnerable. Why? Kikik of Aaron, because Aaron died, that's why they were vulnerable. Line 6 on Gimel Amud Aleph, 3a, line 6, okay? So the Gemara says, Kidrei Reish Lakish, like Reish Lakish teaches us, the Amar Reish Lakish, the word ki can mean four different things depending on the context. It can mean e dilma eladaha. It can mean if, maybe, rather, or because. So the first one we thought e, when we said like that Aaron, that's connected to e. So the first one was e. And now the Gemara is saying is really daha. So that being the case, so now we've sewed it up. So it has to be. That the pasuk in Parshat Maaseh that speaks about the death of Aaron on Hor HaHar, that had to take place before the other event in Shvat. So the incident of took place before the incident in Shvat. So clearly, and they're both in the 40th year. So clearly, Tishrei is not the date that clocks in a new year because one is taking place after the other one, and they're both the 40th year. So Tishrei is not tolling the clock. We're not, you know, causing the clock to usher in a new year. So the Gemara says, meet Dami. But the Gemara says, wait, how can you compare this Sukkim? We're talking about Sichon in one Pasuk, the other Pasuk, but you're hearing about the Kanani. Hatam Kanan hachas Sichon. It's a nice little shekel you have. The one Pasuk is talking about Sichon, the other is talking about Kanan. That's A and B, apples and oranges. So Tana Tot Nebraisa, we're on line 8 on Gimel Amud Aleph, okay? So Tana Tot Nebraisa, who's Sichon, who Arad, who Kanan? He's Sichon, that's the same as Arad, and he's also called Kanan. It means the nation of Kanan. Sichon, Shadom Siach Bevar, he's called Sichon. Sichon wasn't his real name. He's called Sichon, it's his sobriquet, as we say. This is like a Siach Bevar, like a foal, which we read somebody mentioned yesterday. It's like Rashi brings down Ayar ben Sus. In other words, he's like the young horse, but like a wild horse. Kanan al Shem Malchuto. He's called Kanan, his kingdom was called Kanan because he ruled over people who were descended from Kanan. That's the way the Marsha says. Umashmo Arad Shmo. What's his real name? His real name is Arad. But either way, it's all the same people. Ikeda Amri, others say Arad Shidom al Arod. Arad was not his real name. He's called Arad because he's domed to an Arod. It's like a wild donkey, a Laroba Midbar. Kanan al Shem Malchuto. Kanan is the same as before for his kingdom. Umashro Sichon Shmo. So his real name is Sichon. All right, let's just do the first Tosfos, and then we'll talk for a minute, okay? So the top Tosfos in the top left corner and Gimel Amud Aleph by Shema Kani Melech Arad. So the Medrash Aminan Dehainu Amalek. So the Medrash says that it was really Amalek. In other words, the nation that attacked Klal Yisrael, and it was Aaron HaKohen dies. And then by Shema Kani Melech Arad, and then they attacked. So the Medrash says that the real nation was really Amalek. So it had nothing to do with Sichon. It's different people. He says, Kamo, he set a pipe, the Pizmon shall Parshat Zachor, like the Python has for the Pizmon Parshat Zachor. There are certain Yotrot that we Ashkenazim have a minute to say. We don't say it in the Shul, but they have it in the Sidurim. He says, Sut Ulashon Shina, Hayot Kamel Acharat, that they changed their garments and their language, or they, you know, to be like the king of Arad. In other words, they disguise themselves. Correct. So if that's the case, what happened to our proof? So we're trying to prove that Sihon is still alive, because Sihon, the Gemara said, is this nation, but it comes out that it's the Amalek putting the Medrash, so it's nothing to do with Sihon. So our proof is going down the tubes. So the Gemara says, "Avami kumakom daik shapir." So Tosa says, "No, the proof is still good. Why? Da'ava Sihon kayam, the Sihon was alive. V'dishkina Amalek atzmo lavo kinmuto." In other words, Amalek is trying to disguise themselves to be like the Sihon, like their people. And one person disguises himself like Sihon. So if Sihon's dead, I'm not going to disguise myself to be like Sihon. I'm the king. The king is also disguising himself. So in other words, we're somebody stand-in for the king. In other words, trying to pretend that they're Sihon. So that proves that Sihon is still alive. Even though it wasn't Sihon, it proves he's still alive. So Tosel says, he thinks that now, when not like the Torah Or. The Torah Or says this pasuk is Bamidbar Chafala. So there's two psukim by Yishmael Kanani Melech Arad. So in Parshat Chukat, it says that Aaron Cohen dies. Then it says by Yishmael Kanani Melech Arad, Ki Ba Yisrael Derech Atarim, that the Jewish people were coming in the way of where the spies had come. Ki Ba Yisrael Derech Atarim, by the Chem Ba Yisrael Mishra Shevi. So they go to war with the Jewish people. But the pasuk in Maaseh just says that the king of Arad heard, and then they attack Klal Yisrael. So Tosfos says, I think the Gemara is talking about the pasuk in Parshas Maaseh, not the pasuk in Parshas Chukat. In other words, in Parshas Chukat, it sounds like he heard. It says what he heard. He heard the Jews are coming. Derech Ha'atarim. The Jews are coming. The way that they follow the route of the spots. So he attacks them. So we know what he heard because that's the pasuk that says it. So it doesn't make sense that the Gemara has this shtickel Torah that he heard that the Nistalku Aniyakamot. So Tosfos says, I think it's more, it's a similar pasuk, the same words, but it's in Parshas Maaseh. That's the pasuk that you should darshan out, not like the Torah Or has here. So not Bamidbar Chaf Aleph, but Bamidbar, I think it's Lamed Gimel. He says, Dimei Yehuda Chukat, because if you say it's the pasuk in Chukat, the way our Gemara has it, I'm a farish to Shemak Kibayis Vadarach Atarim. So the pasuk says what they heard. They heard that the Jews are coming in the route that the spies had taken. But the pasuk in Parshas Maaseh doesn't say what he heard. And so the Medrash fills in what he heard. He heard that Aaron died. That's what he heard. And he says, Rashi lo dakta perish chumash. So Rashi in his perish chumash, he gives this whole shekel here in Parshas Chukat. But Tosfos thinks it should be the other way. Okay? Now, let me just do a few sentences, and then we'll pick it up, and then we'll pause. Now he says here, this is from the Aladaf, the Marashah notes that the Medrash cited by Tosfos is quoted by Rashi on the Torah, but with one slight variation. Rashi says the Amalekim changed only their language, but they kept the Amaleki clothing. So in other words, Tosfos says they changed everything. They're changing the language and the clothes. So the Marashah says that Rashi in his Perush Chumash says they changed their language. So they spoke like Kanani, but they kept their clothing. So Bnei Israel confused about their identity. So it says, Klal Yisrael says, if you give this nation in my hands, so I don't know, means destroy their cities or declares their cities like to Hashem, it sounds like. Yosef Hezebali, if you're getting a commission, I'm sorry. Anyway, so the Be'er Yitzchak explains why the Amalekim did not change their clothing as well as their language if they wanted to conceal their identity. He answers that clothing is so significant that it defines one's identity. He says, like, you are the person who you dress. Had they done Kanani clothing, they would have assumed a Kanani identity, and Basil's prayers for deliverance from Kananim would have been heeded. So in other words, their idea is, like, Klal Yisrael are going to pray for deliverance. They're going to say deliverance from the Kananim. So there'll be a Tefillah Shav, because it's not the Kananim. So Klal Yisrael, so they see the people, they're dressing one way, they're speaking another language. So they say, if you give this Am HaZaviyadi, if you give this nation over to me, Vacharam Tiyadarein. Let me get the Pasuk out. Let me just take a look. One second. Then we got to get moving. So this Pasuk, though, is in Parshat Chukat. He says he'll consecrate their cities, is the way he translates. He'll consecrate the cities. Now, the pasuk, though, in Parshas Maaseh, let's get the pasuk in Parshas Maaseh out. So there it says, one second. There it says, just says he heard that they're coming, and that's all it says. So that's what the Tosfos thinks. Now let's go back. So the Be'er Yitzchak explains that why then they did not change the clothing as well as their language. They want to consider identity. Clothing is, it defines one's identity. Had they donned Kanai clothing, they would have assumed the Kanai identity. The Bnei Yisrael's prayers for deliverance from Kanai would have been heeded. In other words, they're speaking Kanani, they're dressing like Kanani. I think it means the Kanani, they are Kanani. If you walk like a duck and pack like a duck, you are a duck. So he says, so now on the topic of the influence of clothing, clothes make a man. The Chasam Sofer explains the episode in Brachos of Zion in which Yaakov Avinu deceived his father Yitzchak into blessing him. Initially, Yaakov Avinu, the paradigm of truth and integrity, teaching him at Yaakov, did not bring himself to heed his mother's advice to cast him off as Esav in order to receive the brachos intended for Esav. If a Rivka dressed Yaakov in Esav's clothing, knowing that the clothing of the wicked Esav would have a negative impact on Yaakov's character, running him with the duplicity necessary for deceiving his father. I don't know, but it means like you are the way you dress. So it's Musar Haskell. I have one of my friends, Rabbarach Yosef Mendelssohn, he's a rabbi in Marine Park in Brooklyn. He gave a whole little shtickl Torah, which he put on a CD, in which he says like how important it is, like the way you dress. Like, you know, if you dress like a slob davening, so you behave like a slob. If you dress like a mensch, you behave like a mensch. And he said how, I think in MTA, they found like on Rosh Chodesh, so the students have to dress up. They have less discipline problems on Rosh Chodesh because they're dressing up. So everything is like, you know, like clothes have a big impact on you. Okay, I only have a few minutes, but who's got questions or comments or thoughts on anything I did so far? Everybody good? Okay, I'm going to move on. Okay, so now, so the topic is, we said that how do we know that Jewish kings, we date from Nisan. So Rabbi Yochanan quoted this pasuk by Shlomo Melech, and it's his regnal years are the same, like Sapin and Israel of Eretz Yisrael. Then we said, well, how do we know that Egypt is dated from Nisan? So the Gemara, maybe it's from Tishrei. So the Gemara can't be Tishrei, because I know that there's an event where Aaron Cohen dies on Rosh Chodeshav, and then the following Shvat, Moshe Rabbeinu addresses Klal Yisrael, and they're both the 40th year. And we know the first of all, event with Aaron was also in the 40th year and before. So I know that the year that's bringing in the new year for Yitzchak Mitzrayim is not between Av and Tishvat. So it's most of the year it's not, certainly not Tishrei. But I still don't know. Maybe it could be Adar, it could be Nisan, it could be Iyar, it could be Sivan, it could be Tammuz. So I have five more months that it could be. I didn't prove yet that it's Nisan. Let's take it back to the Gemara. So the Gemara says around the 10th line down, Bema Rosh Hashanah Iyar. Maybe the Rosh Hashanah for Yitzchak Mitzrayim, I don't know why this would be the case, is Iyar. So he says, Lo Sak Tadai, I wouldn't think such a thing. The Pasuk says in Parshas Kudei, on the first of Nisan, the Mishkan was erected. This is the second year, or closing in on the second year after they left Egypt. And the Bach is on the words of Eshrim Bachodesh, Nalahanan Miel Mishkan Aidot. Pasuk says in Parshas Balotcha that in the second year in ER, the 20th of ER, the Anan rose over the Mishkan. So we assume that that's in order. The Mishkan's erected, and then the Anan, you know, picks up, and then they travel. If you're calling Nisan year two, which is what they're going, because it's the second year that was the earlier Pasuk, it was Nisan. The second Nisan since they left Egypt, the Kai B'Iyar recorded Shana Shanit, and they call it Adar Iyar. It's also Shana Shanit. The father of Shana Lab Iyar, so it can't be the Rosh Hashanah as an Iyar, because that would be the Shana Shlishi. Okay, so much for that. So then the Gemara says Ve'ema Rosh Hashanah Sivan. Maybe the Rosh Hashanah for Yitzchak Mitzrayim is the month of Sivan. Lo Sata Daitach. I wouldn't think such a thing. The Tiba Chodesh Shlishi Tzeipen Israel Meretz Mitzrayim says on the third month for the exodus the Jews from Egypt, which is Sivan. This is right before Matan Torah. If it would be true that Rosh Chodesh Sivan ushers in another year, so that would be the second year. So, but it's not. It says that the third month after the third month since they left Egypt. So it doesn't say the second year. So let's say Gomer me by like the Ema Tam was the Ema Av Ema Adar. But okay, you haven't, you know, put the nail in the coffin on all the possibilities. So the possibilities were we had Adar, Nisan, Iyar, Sivan Tammuz. So Iyar and Sivan we knocked off. We still have Adar and Tammuz that we haven't knocked off. And Av also. The Ema Tammuz, Ema Av, Ema Adar. So Ella, Amr Blazar, Mehacha. So the Gemara, when it says Ella, it means scratch what came before. So like, not delete, but put that on the side. Now we're going to give a different proof for the fact that the anniversary for years from the Exodus from Egypt is Nisan. He says, now it's a pasuk in Divrei Yamim, Chronicles. Vayachil of Not Bachodesh HaShini, Bashini Bishnan Arba L'Malkutko. That Shlomo Melech began building the Beis HaMikdash Bachodesh HaShini, in Iyar. He says, now it says Bashini. We don't know what the second Shini is. So Bachodesh HaShini we know is Iyar. Bashini in the second, Bishnan Arba L'Malkutko, the fourth year of his reign. So my Shini, what is Shini? What is that unidentified Shini doing in the pasuk? Lav Shani Liara Shimon Bolamakuto. Is it not the second month that they count for his kingship? In other words, saying like he began building an ER, which was the second month of his regnal year. It was that's what we think. So but if that's the case, then we have the proof. If that would be the case, then we have the proof. We're locked in. Because then his regnal years are dated from Nisan, and the second month is Diyar. So the Gemara says, Matkiva Ravina. So Ravina asks Rankasha and says, Matkiv is usually based on Svara. Ve'ema Sheni b'chodesh. Maybe it means the second day of the month. How did you figure it? This is just Sheni. It's just hanging there. Maybe it means the second of Iyar is when he began building the base of Mikdash. Im Kain, Sheni b'chodesh behedi ha'btive. Now here it should be behedi with an aleph at the end. So if that's the case, it should say, in other words, b'sheni l'chodesh, l'chodesh of Sheni. In other words, like that. He says, ve'ema b'sheni b'shabbat. Maybe it means on a Monday is when he began working on the Beis HaMikdash. Maybe Sheni means Monday, Yom Sheni. So Chada, lo ashkan Sheni b'Shabbat tekhtiv. You don't see any references in all of Tanakh where the days of the week are called Yom Rishon, Yom Sheni. The only thing by Maaseh Bereishis, that's creation. But otherwise, you don't see the days of the week are referred to that way. That's one thing. V'od, Maki Sheni Batra, the Sheni Kama. In addition, which the Pasuk is like linking the second Sheni to the first Sheni. Ma Sheni Kama Chodesh, just like the first Sheni is referring to a month of Iyar of Sheni Batra Chodesh. So the second Sheni is also referring to a Chodesh. So based on this Pasuk, we think we have a good proof that for Yitzis Mitzrayim, we dated from Nisan. We dated from Nisan, and then we know that just like we date the years from Exodus from Egypt from Nisan, we know we date the regnal years also from Nisan. We have the Pasuk that Rabbi Yochanan had. And we also have this pasuk that Reb Lazar has. Okay, now let me just do a little bit more, and then I'll pause and we'll take some questions. So the Gemara says, Tani Kibat with Rabbi Yochanan. The Gemara says, we learn a brisa that supports Rabbi Yochanan. Now, this brisa is really going to support both. The brisa is going to quote all the pasukim that we quoted up till now with Rabbi Yochanan, and it'll quote the pasuk that Reb Lazar had as well. So, and again, Rabbi Yochanan and Reb Lazar are Moraim, so here we have Tanaim who have the same line of thinking. He says, this is the Brisa. How do I know that kings I count from the month of Nisan? The Pasuk says on the 480th year since the Jews left Egypt, and then the rest of the Pasuk, which we had yesterday, in the fourth year of Shlomo Melech's reign, they began building the base of Mikdash. So it has links between the reign of Shlomo and Yitzis Mitzrayim. And then, if you'll ask, well, maybe Yitzis Mitzrayim, I date from Tishrei, I know it's from Nisan. And Aaron Cohen died on Rosh Chodesh Av in the 40th year. And then we have the Pasuk in the beginning of Devarim that Moshe Rabbeinu addressed Kal Yisrael in the 11th month, which was Shvat in the 40th year. And then how do I know that the second Pasuk chronologically took place after the first Pasuk? It says that Moshe Rabbeinu addressed Klal Yisrael after he had smote, after he had defeated Sihon, the Omer, and it says, Vaishma Kani Vagomer. And then the Kanani heard, and that means that Sihon, as we went and discussed above, or we learned in Tosfos, not actually Sihon, but Amalek disguised themselves as them. And then the Omer, Vayukul Adaki of Aaron, that the nation saw that Aaron had died. But we said that the darshan out that they were exposed was Aaron had died. But Omer, so So we know it's not Tishrei. Then Vomer by Hiba Chodesh Shom Shnashni the Gomer. Now this was addressing the a second. The Chodesh HaRishon. Yeah. So this was addressing the idea that maybe, you know, we said maybe it's Rosh Hashanah is an ER. So the Gemara says the Omer by Hiba Chodesh Shom Shnashni. So it's not ER doesn't usher in a new year. Maybe Sivan ushers in a new year. So Sivan doesn't usher in the new year. But even with that, we still have questions. Maybe it's Tammuz, maybe it's Av, maybe it's Adar. But Omer by Yachel of Nota Gomer. Now the last Pasuk is the Pasuk that Reb Lazar introduced. So that's the Gemara that we have up to now. Okay, let's just summarize another thing, and then we'll take some questions, okay? So the basic idea, again, the Mishnah said that the halakha of the Mishnah was the four Rosh Hashanahs, but Echad ben Nisan is Rosh Hashanah l'malachim l'regalim. The first of Nisan is Rosh Hashanah for malachim l'regalim. We said l'malachim means for Jewish kings, and that's from Nisan. And then we said, how do we know it? We have two sukkim that either relate the regular years of the king, Yitzhak Mitzrayim. They're both with Shlomo Melech. One in Sefer Malachim and one in Sefer Divrei Amim, that they, when he began building the Beis HaMikdash in the fourth year of his reign, you know, but also linking it to Yitzhak Mitzrayim. So with the reasonable conclusion that they're both from Yitzhak Mitzrayim. Okay? So who's got questions, comments, thoughts on anything we did so far? Everybody good?
I just have a Chumash question.
Yeah, sure.
No, I have a Chumash question on the Ananei HaKavod that was only introduced in the second year. What did they use for the protection in the first year before the Mishkan was built?
No. So remember that's the Gra. We went over this yesterday. So the Ananei HaKavod existed when they had Yitzhak Mitzrayim, and right, they stayed with the Jews until they sinned with the Egel.
Yep.
Then on Sukkot, then there's a break, and on Sukkot the Ananei HaKavod would come back.
Right.
Okay, then the following spring, Rosh Chodesh Nisan, the Mishkan is erected. And then the Chumash says that the Anan was like over the Mishkan. It says Na'ala, what does it say? He says, Na'ala Hanan Mi'al Mishkan Eidot. And it was the Anan would lift up when they have to travel. So the Anan lifted up off the Mishkan. That means now time to move. So they had the Ananei HaKavod, except for a few months in the middle.
I thought today on the daf while you were going through these psukim, it said that they came in the second month of the second year when the Mishkan was inaugurated.
No.
They had been around since Sukkot.
They were around, but then when the Mishkan was built, so there's an Anan apparently on the Mishkan. And then when they're, you know, remember the Anan is guiding them when they're traveling and everything. I think it's Medrash Chazal that there were more than one Anan. But anyway, there's an Anan on the Mishkan, and when it moves, then it's time. That's its team, and it's time for everybody to move. Okay.
Okay. So I misunderstood something. I'm sorry.
Okay, you're fine. Okay, everybody with. Okay, we're good. Okay, I'm gonna move on now. Okay, we're good. Okay, now. Okay, so we're on the fourth wide line downstairs on Gimel Manal. Okay, so everyone, so I'm Rav Chisda L'shanu L'malach Yisrael. So Rav Chisda says this din of Nisan clocking in a new year is only for the Malach Yisrael, for the Jewish kings. But for the non-Jewish kings, they get clocked in on Rosh Hashanah, what we call Rosh Hashanah, on Tishrei. Shneamar, Devei Nechemya ben Chachalya, Vayhi b'chodesh Kislev, Shnat Esrim Gomer. It says, in the beginning of Sefer Nechemya, words of Nehemiah, it was the month of Kislev in the 20th year. Now, the Gemara is going to quote this a little bit more in Amud Beis. So that Nehemiah says that Hanani came to him and said that the situation for the Jews in Eretz Israel is really poor. That's one pasuk in the month of Kislev. Uchtiv, Vayhi b'chodesh Nisan, Shnat Esrim l'Artachshasta. The second pasuk says it was the month of Nisan, the 20th year. So again, the first pasuk says Shnat Esrim, the 20th year, but didn't say exactly what, 20th year, but it was in Kislev. The second pasuk says, this is again Nehemiah, Vayhi b'chodesh Nisan, it was month of Nisan, Shnat Esrim l'Artachshasta. the 20th year for Artakshasta. Now, Artakshasta, the Gemara is going to explain that it's like a generic term for the Persian kings. It could be a number of different things, like Paro. So the Gemara says, Mibikai b'kislai b'kar lishnan esrim. So Nechem is in Kislai because of the 20th year. B'kai b'nisan b'kar lishnan esrim. Then it goes all the way to Nisan and says it's also the 20th year. We assume the Pesukim are in chronological order. Mechval, the Rosh Hashanah love Nisan. So obviously, Rosh Hashanah for this non-Jewish king is not Nisan, because if it was Nisan, then would it be, he says, it would have to be the 21st year of his reign. You got that so far? Pesuk says the 20th year in Kislev. And the next Pesuk is a parak later. So in the first Pesuk, he says, I got the news from Kanani that things are bad in Eretz Israel. The second Pesuk says, in the 20th year in Nisan, I approach the king and I ask him, can I go to Eretz Israel and help the Jews out there? So, and that's also the 20th year. So it's obvious that Nisan, we don't come into a new year, because otherwise it would be the 21st year. So the Gemara says the bottom line. So the second Pasuk says Mefurash, this is the 20th year for Artashasta. Showing. Elahai, Imai del Artashasta. How do you know the first Pasuk? We have to compare apples and apples. How do I know the first Pasuk says the 20th year? It's only the 20th year of Artashasta. Dilma, turn page, the top line, number days. Dilma, maybe it's some other count. How do we know? We got to lock this in. So Amra Papa, now here's the statement of Rab Papa that we had yesterday on today's Gemara that I did it again today. Amra Papa, Shinat Esrim, L'Gzera Shabbat. So Rab Papa says, and Rashi explained in yesterday's daf that Rab Papa had a Mesor from his Rebbeim, that whenever you have this term Shnat Shnat, the same year, it's teaching Satum and Amaforash, that the Pesukim are teaching the unclear pasuk from the clear pasuk. He says, "Shnayim Zereshava, Mahatam LaArtashasta." Just like the second pasuk is talking about the reign of Artashasta, of Hachal Artashasta. So to hear Artashasta. So there's a question whether it's actually Zereshava or it's just like Limud, but that's the way Rav Papa had his Masorah. So then the Gemara says, now the first incident takes place in Kislev, and the second one takes place in Nisan. So the Gemara says, "My demas had the kislev kadim." So similar to what we had before. How do you know? I understand the pesukim are before. I understand the first pasuk is kislev, second one says Nisan. But it could be the other way around. This kislev could be the kislev after Nisan. He says, "My demas had the kislev kadim." Dil demas had the Nisan kadim. Maybe the second event in the order of the pesukim took place first. In which case, So it could be that the non-Jewish kings are in Nisan like the Jewish kings. In other words, if I have an event that takes place in Nisan the 20th year, then the event takes place in Kislev in the 20th year. So it wouldn't be a proof. It could be the non-Jewish kings are from Nisan. We're trying to prove that they're from Tishrei. So the Gemara says, Lo Sakadaita. I wouldn't think of such a ukimta. Why? The Tanya, because we learn in the Braisa, Yivarim Shamar Hanani Lenechem Yibakislev, that those things that Hanani said to Nechem and Kislev, and Hanani comes from Eretz Israel, and gives them the report about the bad situation for the Jews in Eretz Israel. In other words, the Jews, they make Aliyah, and they try to like rebuild the base of Mekdash, and they have enemies there that bring bad reports to the king, and everything's going lousy for them. So Hanani brings the report to Nehemiah. He says, "Amaran Nehemiah lemelech b'Nisan." Those are the words that Nehemiah said to the king of Persia in Nisan. So that statement, that's from the Braisa, but that's in the Furash. He says, the words that Hanani sent to Nechem in Kislev, Shenemar, now we're going to read the pasuk. Everybody with me? Around the sixth line down. You know, it's unfortunate, a lot of people don't study these Sfarim. In other words, it doesn't come up. You could spend your lifetime in Shul and never hear much about Ezra Nechemiah, Daniel Ezra Nechemiah. And it's unfortunate, because it's far from Tanakh. Like, people think, they say in Shul, they hear the Haftarahs, they think that they know Nevi'im, but there's a lot more to Nevi'im and Ketuvim, and they hear the five Megillot on Yom Tovim, and they think, they got it, but there's much more. He says, Shneamar, Debein Nechemiah ben Chafalya, Vahi b'chodesh kislev shnat esrim. This is the first pasuk, the 20th year. I'm in Shushan Abira. Everything comes back to Iran. He says, Hanani one of my brethren, I don't know, like, I don't know if it means his brother, but it means like a fellow Jew, I think. He and other Jews came from Yehuda. But Eshalem al Yudim haPleitash and Shirum and Ashvi. I asked them, what's doing with the Jews in Eretz Israel? Yeah, Yerushalayim. What's the status of everything in Yerushalayim? Vayomruli, they said to me, Hanisharim and Shirum and Ashvi, Sham b'Medina. The Ra'agdola, that the Jews who were there in the Medina, they're in Ra'agdola, in a terrible situation. Ubacherpad, disgrace. The Chomad Yerushalayim ifuretzit, and the wall of Yerushalayim has been breached. Usharen is tuba'esh, and the gates have been burnt down. So not good, not a good report from Eretz Yisrael. So then, Amaran Nechemiah Lamelech ben Nisan, Nechemiah said those words to the king in Nisan, Shenamar, and now we're going to read about it, Vayhi b'chodesh Nisan, Shnat Esrim, Artachshasta Melech. In Nisan, the 20th year for Artachshasta, Yain Lefanav, so he's king, so he's drinking wine. He says, you know, by the way, in today's times, it was a big article, or no, in today's Newsday, there was an article about this wine-making winery in Eretz Israel that they've excavated over the course of the last 2 years. Right, they said the wine was sold like throughout like the Near East and many countries, and it was interesting. They said it was called Gaza wine. It wasn't actually what we call Gaza. It's like in Eretz Israel, you know, not the Gaza part in Yavne, but it was interesting reading it. So anyway, so the king's there. He's got the Yain Lefanav, but Sada Yain, but not the Melech. I Nechemia, I'm like serving the king. I brought in the wine. Lo Yiti Ralefanav. So I usually didn't look miserable when I would come to the king. I'd usually be in good spirits and things like that. But today not. And I felt miserable. So the king said, how come you look so miserable today? You're not sick. In other words, the king suspected that Nehemiah was trying to poison him with the wine or something like that. I don't like unhappy people for me in the royal court. He says, so I was terrified, Nehemiah says. You know, the king, like in those days, walked with your head on. He says, Omar Lamelech. So I said to the king, Hamelech Leolam Yechia. He says, you know, Sultan, you should live a long life. Sultan Gebenched. Badua Lo Yerufanai, why should my face not be looking miserable? Asher Ayir Beit Kvarot Avotai Chareva. The city, like near the cemetery where my forebears are buried, is destroyed, desolate. Usheret Uklu Baesh, and its gates have been consumed by fire. Vayomli Amelech Amez. So he says, well, what are you asking? What would you like me to do for you? Which is what everybody wants, you know, the king to do, to say, what do you want? So I made a short prayer to a Kaddish Baruch Hu. He says, Omar Lamelech, I said to the king, tov, it sounds like Megillas Esther. If the king favors it and it's good for you, I should I want you to send me to Yerushalayim, the Evnena. And I want to rebuild it. So the Melech said to me, and the Shigal is his consort, you know, in the Chumash, in the Tochicha, it's written like Tishagalna, and we read Tishchavna, you know, like Isha Tareis, Isha Cher, Tishkavena is the way we read it. You'll do Erisim with a woman, and somebody else will lie with her. It's a nicer way of saying it. But the Siv is Tishagalna, like to have intimate relations with her. So the Shigal is his consort. In other words, the king's consort is sitting near him. How long are you going to go for? In other words, it's a nice idea you have. How long are you going to be away from me? Yeah, when are you coming back? The king was happy, I guess, with my answer, and he sent me. And I gave him the zman. Okay, so Adkan. So let's just slowly with this now. So we said, for the Malchei Akum, we count from Tishrei, is what we said. We count from Tishrei. So the Gemara has brought a proof that it's definitely not Nisan, because we have Artachshasta and Nehemiah, you know, in the Sefer Nehemiah, 20th year of Artachshasta and Kislev, and then he speaks to the king in Nisan, and it's also the 20th year, and the second event took place after the first event, but it's still the 20th year. So it's definitely not Nisan. So we think it's Tishrei. Okay, that's where we're at so far. Who's got questions, comments, thoughts, anything so far? So we're going to come to it. We'll wait a few minutes, okay? Okay, now, All right, now let's take a look. All right, now, Mativ Rav Yosef. So Rav Yosef asks Akasha from Hasuk and Chagai. Chagai is another Navi that we never have a Haftorah from. There are three Nevi'im that we never have Haftorah from. Who knows what the three Nevi'im are that we never have a Haftorah from?
Daniel?
No, that's in the Ketuvim. It has to be in the Nevi'im.
Oh. Some Petraeusar guys, maybe.
It's true, you got it, but you're not answering. Anyway, so the acronym is Netzach, Nun Tzadi Chet. The Nun is Nachum, the Tzadi is Tzafania, and the Chet is Chagai. So those we never hear in Shul, ever. Okay, this is back of the Gemara. So Matib Rav Yosef, Rav Yosef asked a question from Navi Chagai. It says, on the 24th of the sixth month is Elul, year two of Daryabesh. Uchtiv, Bashviin, and that doesn't say Bishnat Shtayim, but we assume that it's that the way it is. On the seventh month, which would be Nisan, Beshrim V'Yachal HaChodesh. Vim'ita, Bishvi, Bishnat Shalosh Midrashim. So the Gemara wants to say, one second.
It would have been a different year because
one second. Right. So the first pasuk is talking about the second year of Daryavesh, and the next pasuk is talking about also the second year of Daryavesh. And that's the seventh month. Now the seventh month is Tishrei. The sixth month is Elul. So if non-Jewish kings, it was the regular years we think are like our Rosh Hashanah on the first Tishrei. And here we have two pasukim. One pasuk says, Yosef, you stay with me. You got to stay a week. I need your full attention, okay? Otherwise, you won't understand. You must go over everything again. So on the 24th of the month, in the second year of Daryavesh, in Elul. And then in Tishrei, it's also the second year of Daryavesh. So Daryavesh is not a Jewish king. So if it's true that it's the first of Tishrei is when we date the regnal years, I would say, so that's true. Like if what we said is true, this is what Yosef is saying, it should be the third year of his reign. So something's amiss. We said non-Jewish kings, we date from Tishrei. But it's not working out the way in the Pasuk here. So I'm Rabbi Abahu. Now, this talk about Daryavesh. Now, the Gemara is going to bring a raya about Koresh. You would ask about Koresh. We'll see. So I'm going to be about Koresh Melkasheria. That Koresh, in other words, we're really talking about Daryavesh. The Gemara will say why he's called Koresh. That Koresh was an Erlich HaMensch. He was a good king. He says, L'fichach manu lo k'malcha Yisrael. So Koresh was the exception. They counted him like Jewish kings. So Jewish kings, he got the Nisan deal. That's why that way. So that's the answer we try to give. So Matkiv Rav Yosef, Rav Yosef isn't so happy with that answer. Matkiv Rav Yosef, Chara, Dimken Kashu Kroya Hadade. So if that's the case, so there's still a contradiction in Pesukim. The Chiv, Vesheitzi Beita Dana, Av Yom Tlach Yerach Hadar, it says that this, the Bayit, and it was the Beis HaMikdash was completed on the 3rd of Adar, in the sixth year of Daryavesh, Malka. So again, that's an Adar. And again, Daryavesh, we think his years are like a Jewish king. They're changing in Nisan. So in Adar, in the sixth year of his reign, Betanya, we learn in the Brisa, the same time the following year, Ezra came from Babel to Eretz Israel. Uchtiv, it says, in Ezra, by Avo Yerushalayim, Bachodesh Chamishi, arrives in Yerushalayim in the fifth month, Hishnat Hashvi Lamelech, the seventh year of the king. Now, again, we're assuming Daryavesh, his years are changing in Nisan. So I have the first Pasuk talking about in Adar, and then a year and a few months later, Ezra arrives. But there's a Nisan in between. Dimita Shanat Hashminit Mibaylai. So if it's true that Daryavesh, we're counting from Nisan, it should be the eighth year of his reign. In other words, if Adar is the sixth year, then Nisan comes the seventh year. then a year later, Ezra comes in the summer of the following year. So it should be the eighth year, but it's not that way. That's one question. But oh, it'd be dumb. In addition to which, the statement from the Brisa doesn't seem to be, it seems an opposite. Hatam Koresh, Hatam Daryavish. The Brisa is talking about Koresh, and we're talking about Daryavish. So here you have Koresh as a good king, but we're talking about Daryavish. So he says, so Tana taught the Brisa, who Koresh, who Daryavish, who are Tashasta. So Tana taught the Brisa, the Koresh is the same as Daryavish, is the same as Artashasta. Koresh, Shemel Kasheriyah. He was called Koresh. Koresh is like Kasher, like the letters, you flip around the letters. He was an Erlicha king. Now, if you remember, and we'll see, because I'll teach us that Koresh was the son of Esther and Achashverosh. That's what Tosfos says. So we'll see in a minute. So we'll see. Okay, so Mel Kasheriyah. Artachshasta Hashem Malchuto. Artachshasta, because of his kingship. So it means that the kings in his country were always called Artachshasta, like we call Paro. Like Paro is many kings. Uma Shmo Daryavish Shmo, but his real name was Daryavish. That's what he says. Now there's more than one Daryavish. He's Daryavish. So that we answered up. So the Brisa says about Koresh because he's talking about him. Mikumakom Kash. What? Okay, we'll come up to that, but for now, I assume he's not Jewish, okay? So the Gemara says, Mikoma kom kasha, but I still have difficulties now, because we're assuming that the years are going to change for him in Nisan, right? It says, one second. And then it says, yeah. But then Ezra came and it wasn't the 8th year. So that's difficult. So I'm Rabbi Yitzchak Lo Kasha. So Rabbi Yitzchak says no. And so some psukim seem to say that works well, that it changes over in Nisan. That explains the first two psukim. But the pasuk with Ezra and Sofer should be the 8th year. So I'm Rabbi Yitzchak Lo Kasha. There's no contradiction in the psukim. Tan Kodem Shehichmi Tan La'afar Shehichmi. So Koresh, he started off good. That's before he became sour. And it was like you have good wine and then it turns sour. So before he was Machmitz, so before he was a good king, they dated him from Nisan. Then when he became a sour king, they dated him like the Goyim, like from Tishrei. He says, so when it says that the Beis HaMikdash was completed in the 3rd of Adar, which is the 6th year of his reign, And then he comes to Yerushalayim in the 7th year. So that's talking about that they were dating from Nisan, they were dating from Tishrei then. That's where that worked out. So in other words, so he became sour. So let's take a look. So Rashi says, Nasara Shok Shala Ezra Kbar Beheskis. When Ezra came, he became sour, he became Rasha. Okay, now. So we'll do a few more, then we'll explain. So Makif la Rav Kahan is a strong question. Did Daryavish really become chametz, like sour, or like chometz? Makif, now he quotes the pasuk from Ezra, the top line in Dalet Amud Aleph, 4a, the top line. Uma chashchan, whatever they desire, uvenei torin, you know, they can have oxen, v'difrin, and rams, v'imrin, and sheep, La Lavan, Lila Kashmaya, to bring his korbanot to the God in heaven. In other words, I want you to supply them whatever they need. This is the king speaking. In other words, he's giving directions, you know, that he wants what the Jews to have. He gives the konim there. He says, Chintin melech hamar mishach. They can have grain and salt and wine and oil. Kimeimar kanai yushalayim. Levei mitahim lahom yom biyom hiloshalu. That should be given to them constantly. So he says, so it doesn't sound like he's so sour if he's giving these korbanot. So Amar Rabbi Yitzchak says to Rav Kahana, Rebbe, mitunach. He says, from your raya, like from your load, I'll put the other way around. The pasuk continues on, Yilehavon, v'hakrabim ichokin l'lokash shemayim, till the day the konim can bring offerings to the God in heavens, u'mitzalayim l'chayim malka, and pray for the life of the king, that's himself, u'venoi, and his sons. So you see that he's like very insincere. In other words, that's how he soured. So when Ezra came, he wasn't so sincere anymore. So the Gemara says, you mean if you have ulterior motives, that's not so, you know, you're already sour if you're doing something with ulterior motives. But Hatanya, we learn in the Braisa, Omer sellah zu tzedakah b'shvil she'yatu banai. If a person says, this sellah, I'm giving tzedakah because I want my son to live. B'shvil she'ezkebal l'chay olam haba. I want to be zochah for olam haba. I raise a tzaddik gamur. So there, the Braisa is saying you're doing things not so sincerely, but you're still a tzaddik gamur. So the Gemara says, the Jew does it, he's still meritorious, he's the tzaddik gamur, because if it's not given, what Rashi learns, let's look at Rashi, the last one, the fourth, well, we'll see, the fourth wide line in Rashi, Tam Yisrael should be bold as Shemayim, the Marine Lobo Chayav, if it doesn't work out, in other words, he's giving the staka, he wants his sons to live, but if it doesn't work out, he says, Eino Korek Lo Tagar, he doesn't have time, it's against the Kaddish Baruch Hu. And we still accept it. Ella told Eben Yisroel ba'avonot. He'll say, you know, this is for my aveirot. Aval oveik kuchavim imei metivin lo kibulo korei tagar. The goyim, they don't accept that at all. You know, that's his answer. Now, now let's look at the top tosfos, then we'll talk for a minute. Now, the top tosfos, b'shvil shefu banai, so that my son should live. Now, I should mention, there's a pshat that's brought down by Rav Mordechai Benet. Rav Simon has this in his sefer. He says, this Gemara comes up in Baba Batra, and also comes up in Pesachim. He says, here it says in the plural, but then it was the Omer sells with stock of Shvil Shechiv Bini, I raise the Tzadik Gamor. So the Rav Mordechai Benetta says it means like this, that he wants to give money to an Ani, but like the Ani maybe is a little bit, you know, hesitant to accept the money. He says, do me a favor, like Timur Tova. You know, my zin is krunk. He'll translate. He'll represent me. Anyway, my son is sick. I want you to accept this money in such a fashion this will be zechus for my son that will live. But his son is not really sick. This is the way Mordechai Benet says. So he says, you know, accept this money so my son will live. But that's just his cover story so that the Ani will feel good and accept the money. But it's really not that he's doing it this way. So the Gemara says, HaOmer, sellers with the stock of Shul Sheikh Bini, how raised the Tzadik Gamor, but he gives it that way. He is the Tzadik Gamor. Okay, now let's see the way Tosfos says it. You're welcome to join us here. We have the Gemaras here. Okay, Harris and Robert, you're welcome to join. You can get 3 minutes of Daf Yomi. Even 3 minutes helps. Okay, we're on Daf Dalet. Daf Dalet. Daf Dalet. Okay, all right. And Harris, of course, they just got up from Shiva, and we all wish him well and the comment for him and the whole family. Okay, so on Daf Dalet Amud Aleph in the top Tosfos. So we said in the Gemara, if a person gives money to tzedakah and he says, I'm giving it, I want my son to live, he's a tzaddik gamur. You should know there's another pshat, and this I think Rabbeinu Chananel says it on the Daf in Baba Batra. He says it's not harezu tzaddik gamur, it's harezu tzedakah gemura. That's full tzedakah. Not that he's a tzaddik gamur, it's harezu tzedakah gemura. But let's look at Tosfos. Okay, wait a minute. I've got to go. So the b'shvil she'yehu banai. So Tosfos says, b'hadlan perakam de masechet avot. So, but what do you do? The Mishnah Pirkei Avot says you shouldn't serve Hashem because you want something in return. And here he's giving the tzedakah because he wants his son to live. So he says, says that applies to the goyim. He said that's a little hard to understand. So what's that? Let's see what he has here, and we'll see. Now, all right, this we did. Now, Tosfos answers that the Mishnah Avos is referring to one of the points of mitzvah with the ulterior motive similar to those common to the non-Jew. In other words, if you have the attitude like the non-Jews, if I don't get this, then I'm so sad I gave it, whatever. That's not the right attitude. The Mishnah, however, does not mean to discourage one from requesting the mitzvah to serve in his merit on his behalf. The Yalkudam Iri adds, based on an inference from the words of Rashi, that one who gives tzedakah for his son's recovery is considered tzaddik only if he frequently gives tzedakah, even when his family is well and in no need of salvation. So it was ragil b'kach. So you always give money for tzedakah. Now you give tzedakah every week and whatever. Now you something doing. So you said it that way. Alternatively, the Kiddushi Aran explains that even though the Braisa cited by Gemara terms such a person as a tzaddik, the Mishnah Avos teaches that one should aspire to even greater heights than a tzaddik, namely a chassid. A chassid gives charity only for the sake of the mitzvah, no ulterior motives. And let's say there's two levels, the tzaddik level and the chassid level. So tzaddik isn't the greatest. Chassid's higher, so that's be without anything. The Sharim is seen in Bahalacha, just another answer to Tosfos' question. The Gemara in Tanis and Daf Tet says that when giving maaser, as opposed to all the mitzvos, one is permitted to test or challenge Hashem. So it says, you know, Ubechanuni Nabazot, the Pasuk in Malachi says, have you at Paul Maaser Beta Otar, bring all the mice there, bring all the pies to my Beta Otar. Ubechanuni Nabazot, test me with this. In Lo Tachel Chamid or Rodeshwein or Kuch Lacha Brachai Bli Dime. Let's say, see if I don't open up. So you're allowed to give stock and test Hashem. So Shemesim Gedalacha, citing the Ramah, places stock in the same category as Maaser in this regard, suggests that just as one is permitted to tie this promise to give charity for the sake of obtaining riches, and we also give charity for the sake of son's recovery. The Mishnah Abbas, which discourages performing mitzvahs for ulterior motives, referring to all other mitzvahs. So that thing says, don't be like, I'm going to have a kabbalah process by all other mitzvahs. But like staka, I can give and expect something back in return. Okay, that's got to be it. Any questions, comments, please? We have 2 minutes for questions. Right. You mean for this king, for Daryavish? Right. Yeah. So, no. So, what the Gemara is saying right now, Daryavish is the exception. And I got to talk about, maybe tomorrow we'll talk about Yosef's question. Isn't Daryavish really Jewish?
So if Esther was the mother.
He's in Yosef Dofen case. He's a sui generis case. But in that case, you know the Gemara, and you know that his thing changes when Ezra comes. Okay, I think that's got to be it. Any questions, comments, thoughts? Okay, so I'm going to end. Let me end the recording 1 second. I don't like.